All right. What did you have to report?
Well, we've had three women just advised of a sighting of a UFO south of us here.
Okay, and that's Davenport?
Right. We're west of Spokane, about 35 miles.
And what was it they saw? I mean,
well, it's sort of was a triangular shape. Like two triangles, one on top of the other, with a set of Landon-type lights and three red lights on it. No sound.
Mm-hmm.
Hovered about 100 yards away from them.
Okay, I guess that's all then. And thank you very much.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Goodbye now.
Goodbye.
I'm calling for the UFO Reporting Center in Seattle, Washington.
Yes.
And we've been advised that you were in a party that spotted an unidentified flying object the night of the 25th.
That's correct.
I wonder if we could get a description of exactly what you saw.
Well, at first I thought it was just a great big plane. But it stopped and hovered right over our car. We were on our way to town. I saw a triangular-shaped vehicle.
Uh-huh.
It looked like it was a double-decker, if that's possible. And the middle part had two great, huge lights. Like, I don't know, just great big round lights.
Were those white lights?
Yes.
Okay.
And then underneath, it looked like there were a lot of multicolored lights. I saw mostly red. My daughter said she saw green. I didn't.
Okay.
But I saw mostly red and white. And I was driving, so I didn't get to observe as much as my passengers.
Okay.
But that's essentially what I saw.
Now, you say that the object hovered over the car?
It stopped, yeah. We had commented on it because I've observed these bright lights for about a month or so now and never been close to it. And we've been watching it from quite a distance away, and I said, oh, it's just a plane. And then it started to move like it was coming down for a landing, and it stopped. It hovered over the car enough for us to look at it close. And
then we got
nervous and took off.
You stopped the car?
We were at almost a standstill, yes.
Okay, what road were you driving on?
We're on the Wilbur Highway.
Okay. Now, did you see the object as it approached you?
Well, we were both moving, and so it didn't really... It was just like a meeting, like it was, you know, like we intersected. It wasn't like it approached us, but just that we happened to be there the same time it did.
Oh, I see. Okay. Did the object actually move across the roadway?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Do you have any idea of just how close that object came to you?
I'm guessing, and I'm not a real good judge of distance, but I would say the length of a football field or two lengths of a football field. I'd say 200 yards maximum.
Okay.
And there was no sound. We rolled down the window. All we could hear was the motor of our car.
Do you have any estimate of altitude at its lowest point?
I would say that was its lowest point.
Would be
200 yards or so.
How about size?
It was big. It's hard to say because there was nothing to judge it by, but I would say as big or bigger than a 747. It was wider across. It was probably as long as a 747, but it was wider across.
I see. Okay. Now, these, of course, you were driving.
Right.
Did you have any chance to see what position those colored lights were in on the bottom of it?
They just seemed to be all over the bottom.
Just scattered?
Yeah. There was no real pattern. And as I say, I didn't get to look at it as much as the two gals that were with me because right. I was driving.
Okay. About how long did you watch that?
Well, I'd say a good when it hovered over us, or just how long total time we watched.
Total time.
15 or 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Because we watched it, we spotted it. I live in the country, and we were on our way to town, and we spotted it 6 miles from my home. So we watched it for 11 miles.
Okay. Now, did the object move away from you, or did you move away from it?
Well, it's just like the meeting thing. It was kind of both of us moving at once. We were on our, it intersected us going east and west, and we were going north and south.
Okay. And did you watch it until it moved out of sight?
Until our view was blocked.
I see, okay.
We watched it clear into Odessa, and then we parked in front of a building that obstructed our view.
All right.
And I have checked with a couple more people around town, and there have been a couple of other people that saw the object in the sky but just thought it was a funny-looking plane or something.
I see.
The times coincide and everything.
Now, you say you've been watching these for how long?
I've seen the lights off and on for a month or so, but, you know, never didn't really put anything to it because they fly a lot of planes out of Moses Lake that fly with their landing lights on, and so I just assumed that that's what it was.
I see. Okay.
And it could very well have been. You know, it could have been a plane with landing lights on that I saw. But this definitely, the object we saw the 25th wasn't anything I've ever seen before anyway.
Okay. Have you had any experiences or strange things happen to you since that sighting?
No.
Okay.
Except that people look at me kind of funny.
No dreams about it?
I'd say my daughter was probably more apprehensive than I. No, I haven't had any dreams about it.
Okay. You were driving at night. Did you have any problems with the car or the lights at the time that it was close by?
Gee, no.
Were you playing your radio?
No, we turned the radio down when we saw it because we were talking.
Okay. And about what time did that sighting take place?
Between 7 and 7:30. I just can't pinpoint a time because I didn't think to look at my watch.
Right. And what was the name of that highway you were on again?
It's the Wilbur-Odessa Highway.
And you were driving from south to north or north to south?
We were driving north to south.
North to south, okay. If we sent you a form, could we get a drawing of the object that you saw?
Oh, as best I can, yeah.
Okay, fine.
One other thing I should tell you probably is that in thinking back on it, there was like small windows in the back, like an observation thing. That's the only thing on the back of the vehicle.
Uh-huh. Were those lighted windows?
No, they were dark. They were dark. They were like shapes. But I asked if she saw that too, and she said, yeah, that she thought that they looked like this. Unlit windows or something.
Now, what color did this object have? Was there any color involved?
I couldn't see any color. Didn't get to watch it that much because I was driving.
Okay, but you could see the outline of this thing.
Oh, yeah.
And the object, was it just dark?
Yeah. Mostly we just could see the lights. You know, there were so many of them.
Uh-huh.
But we got I got a definite impression of being a triangular shape.
Okay. Did you have the feeling that you were being watched when this thing stopped over the car?
It was spooky.
Did it frighten any of you?
My daughter more than me. I wanted to stop and get out and look at it close, you know. But she's only 14. I didn't see any sense in really putting the fear into her. So
we
continued on our merry way. And we watched for it on the way home, which was 2 hours later, but we didn't see anything.
Okay. Well, we sure appreciate your talking to us. And if we need additional information, could we get back to you?
You bet.
Okay,
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Has there been other reports of sightings in this area?
Well, we haven't had too many recently, no. But then that doesn't mean things aren't being seen.
Yeah, oh yeah, I realize that.
Because we have a problem of getting the people to report what they see.
Yeah, well, in checking with my friends in town, there were several that saw those crazy lights too and just thought, well, it's a plane.
Right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm calling for the UFO Reporting Center in Seattle.
Oh, uh-huh.
And we understand you had a UFO experience on the 25th of this month.
Yeah.
I wonder if we could get a full description of just exactly what happened to you, what you saw.
Okay. I was driving into town. I live about 21 miles out of town.
Uh-huh.
And I was driving into town with my neighbor and her daughter. And clear back at her house, which would have been about 16 miles from town, we noticed this real bright light off in the sky. and didn't think much of it at first. And then as we got closer to town, we were about 5 miles from town, the light started moving. And it would get, it was real, real bright, and then it would just get very dim so that you could almost not see it at all. And then it got brighter again, and it kept doing this. And it was circling in this area. And we watched it for a while because we didn't know what it was. And then it started getting real low, and too low for an airplane. That's what kind of scared us. At first we thought it was an airplane of some kind. And so we turned off the motor and rolled the window down to see if we could hear any noise, to see if it was a plane or a helicopter or something. And there was no noise at all, and it just kept getting lower and closer to our car. And by this time, we noticed there were two very bright lights opposite each other, and then in between there were three red lights in particular that we noticed. And they weren't real large. They were like you would see on an airplane, that size. And so we sat there and watched it get lower, and then it just stopped above our car.
Now, is your car stopped at that time?
Yes.
Okay.
And we approximated the distance when it stopped at about 100 yards or the length of a football field. Approximately. It was dark out, so it was kind of hard to tell, but it was low. It was very low, and we could see the form of it because of the reflection of their lights.
The lights on the craft were reflecting off of it?
Well, because of those lights, we could see the form
right.
of the object. And it was a triangular-looking thing, and it was like there were two triangles, one on top of the other with a connection in between,
uh-huh.
a thick connection. And it seemed to us that the lights were coming out of this connection. And the three red lights, now the two big lights remained constant, but the three red lights would blink for a while, and then they quit blinking and they were just red for, 15 seconds. And then they all three turned white, and then they started blinking red again.
Now, were those changes in those lights related to the behavior of the object itself
in
any way?
I don't know. It just stayed there. It just hovered over the car. It didn't move at all.
Well, the lights were doing all these changes while it was still stationary then.
Right.
Okay.
And then we took off. We left because we got kind of nervous about it.
Uh-huh.
But then when I watched it out the back window all the way into town, and after we left, it started circling again, and it just circled in that same area until we couldn't see it anymore. Well, we were in amongst buildings and things, so. But our big mistake was we didn't report it right away.
Uh-huh.
I waited till I got home later that evening and called the Lincoln County Sheriff. We should have reported it right away, and possibly somebody could have gone out there and, you know, gotten some pictures or something.
Right.
But that's about all I can tell you. It was, we really checked it out because we were very curious about it, of course, and we wanted to make sure it wasn't an airplane or a helicopter or something that we recognized. But it was real different.
Okay, now, what was the highway that you were driving on?
It was on the Odessa-Wilbur Highway.
That would be Highway 21, then.
Yes.
And you were driving from what town?
Well, I live midway between Harrington and Odessa on the Coffee Pot Lake Road.
Okay, then you were driving towards Odessa?
Toward Odessa, yes.
Okay.
And,
Now, when driving south like that, headed for Odessa, which direction did the object appear at first?
It was west of us.
Okay, that would be to your right then.
To our right.
Okay.
When we first spotted it.
Now, when the object was directly over you, did who stopped first, you or the object?
We did. We had stopped to to see if we could tell what it was, because it was far enough away when we stopped that we didn't know what it was.
I see.
And so we rolled down the window and you know, we were trying to figure out what it was, because it was so low and it was just, you know.
Then did the object come directly toward you?
Yes. It was almost as if it turned around, because this bright light got very dim. And then, as if it was turning around, these lights came toward us very brightly and started getting lower, like a plane would if it was going to land.
Right.
You know, just gradually got lower. And that's when we really started wondering. So we stayed there just to kind of check it out. And then it just came over the car. It wasn't directly over the car. It was to the side, to the left of us, just enough so that we could see it out the side window.
Uh-huh.
But it just stayed there until we left, before it did any moving.
Did the object itself have any color?
Well, that's hard to say because it was so dark, but I would say no. I would say it was along a silver or gray color,
uh-huh.
as far as I could tell. The only color I saw were the red lights.
Okay.
And I would guess it was probably a silver color.
Now, you felt that it was about the length of a football field from you?
From the car, yeah.
And how about the altitude from the ground?
From the ground. Well, then, I don't know, not much more than that, because we were level, we were on a flat.
Uh-huh.
We weren't up on a hill or anything. It was right on a flat wheat field. So just the length of the car, the height of the car, which might be 5.5 or 6 feet, I'm not sure.
That close to the ground?
Yeah.
Okay.
The car is, yeah.
Wow.
So the football length and then whatever the height of our car would be.
Okay.
Away from the ground.
Did those lights illuminate the ground at all?
I don't know. They weren't like a spotlight pointing down to the ground, no. They went out more to the side than down to the ground.
Okay. Did you have any particular strange feelings when that object was sitting out there so close to you?
I was real nervous, but other than that, no, I didn't have anything strange come over me or, you know, anything like that, except that when it finally dawned on me what I might be looking at, it kind of, you know, it made us nervous, so we got out of there.
Uh-huh. Did you have the feeling you were being watched?
Well, sort of, yeah, because this thing had just stopped, you know, and of course we were looking out the window at it, and I suppose you could say that, yeah,
uh-huh.
because, you know.
Okay, had you believed...
Pardon me?
Had you believed in these objects before?
Yeah, I have always believed in them, but, you know, it's so different when you finally are looking at one.
Right.
You know, I've never disbelieved that there is a possibility of that, but...
Did you hear any noise?
None at all. We turned off the motor and listened purposely for noise, but there was just none. Not even a whir like a beater or something, you know.
Right.
Not even a mild noise.
Okay. Do you have any estimate on the size of that thing?
It was large. I was trying to think of that the other day, what I thought the size. I would say probably as big as a 747.
Okay. Now, while you were sitting there watching, or any time while observing that object, did you see any additional traffic on the highway?
Yes. There was a car, after we took off, a couple minutes after we did, there was a car behind us. And
yeah.
we watched it all the way into town to make sure that it was still there, you know,
right.
following us.
How long do you feel you watched that object?
You mean while we were stopped?
Right.
Probably no, not much longer than a minute.
Okay. No cars while you were watching it?
No, uh-uh.
Is that a fairly busy highway?
Well, I would say so for being clear out in nowhere, yeah.
Would you find the lack of traffic unusual during that period?
Well, no. By busy, I don't mean that it's, you know, real bustling all
yes.
the time, but there are cars going on it,
uh-huh.
you know.
Okay.
But no, I wouldn't say that lack of traffic would be unusual for that road right then. There were quite a few people in Odessa that saw that same night. This neighbor that drove in with me had talked to some people in town that lived, had farms in that area that had spotted it.
Uh-huh.
But nobody got pictures or anything, you know.
Okay.
But they all, you know, were wondering what it was, too. And I have noticed that same real bright light the night before, Wednesday night. I was coming back from Spokane, and I noticed it.
Would that be about the same area?
Yeah, it was in the same direction, yeah.
Are there any special surface features in that area that you know of? The natural or man-made?
Gee, you mean like
any dams up there, hydroelectric plants?
No.
Super substations?
No, let's see, there aren't any big things like that. The only thing they're doing there right now is drilling a well. But it's just farmland.
What type of well? Water well?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I think that, is there anything else you want to add to that?
Well, I don't think so. We tried to, you know, really think this out after we saw it and make sure that what we saw we agreed on and things like that. So, you know, we just talked it over to make sure we knew what we were saying. So, but we're all pretty sure of what we saw. And we did sit there and watch it for, like I say, probably a little over a minute.
Okay. Okay, we appreciate your talking to us.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.